Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we pay tribute to Jamaican musicologist and folklorist Dr. Olive Lewin. Jamaica lost a cultural icon this week with the passing of musicologist and anthropologist Dr. Olive Lewin. This academic and founder of the Jamaican Folk Singers left a legacy Jamaica can truly be proud of. The Arts Page spoke with musical director for the Jamaican Folk Singers, Christine McDonald Nevers, about the group's formation in 1967.
She had been commissioned to do research into Jamaica's folk music culture by the Prime Minister at the time. So she started this work going across the island, doing interviews, learning about our history, our folk music culture. And it was a friend of hers, Ivy Baxter, who encouraged Dr. Lewin to do something with the music rather than just have it recorded and sitting there. Peace and love. So she called up a few friends to meet to just share this music, and that was step one. It started with about 8 people, and it just grew. We are indeed blessed, and we recognize that. And although we have lost a national icon, we have her work.
Christine McDonald Nevers, musical director for the Jamaican Folk Singers. Dr. Lewin was also known for her work with the Jamaica Memory Bank. Established in 1981 by then Prime Minister Edward Siaga, the Memory Bank is a grand project which collects and preserves the country's oral history. Bernard Janke is the director of the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, a division of the Institute of Jamaica, which includes the Jamaica Memory Bank.
Dr. Lewin was directly involved in the establishment of the Jamaica Memory Bank, and it operated out of her office from its inception. She gave leadership to the Jamaica Memory Bank in its formative years, and it was, in a sense, an outgrowth of her own research into Jamaican folk music, which she got engaged in from as far back as the mid-1960s.
For Herbie Miller, director and curator of the Jamaica Music Museum, also a part of the IOJ, Dr. Lewin's work has set the stage for cultural research today.
Dr. Lewin's work is immeasurable when you consider the importance, the depth, and the sheer volume. She not only studied, researched, and wrote about this music, but in founding the Jamaica Folk Singers, created an entity that was able to interpret and perform this music, making it alive, animating its music. You must bear in mind that there are published essays in places like the Jamaica Journal, for example, has also been there to allow students to continue that research into, you know, folk songs, mentorship, delved very deep into music of the Maroons, folk forms such as tambo, gumbe, nago. Certainly, kumina is something she paid a lot of serious attention to. Ritual music and clay music, you know. So her loss is one that we will have to deal with. It's a reality. But we are so thankful for the body of work, important work, seminal work on Jamaican folk music and folk form that she has been able to leave with us.
Herbie Miller, director and curator of the IOJ's Jamaica Music Museum. The death of Dr. Lewin has not gone unnoticed. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on Thursday expressed profound sadness at the passing of the visionary and social anthropologist, noting Jamaica has lost an invaluable cultural icon. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna also paid tribute to Dr. Lewin.
As the government of Jamaica, we mourn the loss, because it is a great loss. She has certainly laid the trail for folk culture to continue, and we just hope that persons will appreciate the memory and the tangible displays of works that she has cultivated and she has left behind, most notably the Jamaica Folk Singers.
Dr. Olive Lewin died Wednesday, April 10. She was 85. That's it for this week's edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.